Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hempel. Our website is active-faith.org, and our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today, we're going to talk about following God through tough times. We all go through it, and we need to be prepared to follow God through it so he can get us through. Let me start with Exodus 13, 21. The Lord went ahead of them. He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and he provided light at night with a pillar of fire. This allowed them to travel by day or by night. Now, if you remember, they didn't move until God moved. God stops, they stop. God moves, they move. At one time or another, we all go through tough times. Have you lost a job? Or a spouse or a loved one? Are you facing a serious health issue? Is the giant in your life so big that it seems unbeatable? If you're a Christian, don't worry. God is on your side. However, we often question ourselves when we're in the thick of a fight for our physical life, our financial life, or our emotional future. Did we make the right choice? I prayed first, but was I deceived when I chose this path? Am I really sure I'm right where God wants me to be? Those are good questions. Let me suggest we consider Israel when they left Egypt. Now, they were following God. And this is one time in the Bible, there's no doubt. They know they're following God because they're following a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and they don't move unless it moves. Now think about this. They followed God through the Red Sea. They saw God deliver them from the Egyptian army, which were trained fighters. And if there had been a battle, the Israelites were slaves for 430 years. They didn't know how to fight. They didn't have any weapons or chariots or horses. They were on foot carrying all their possessions. So if there had been a fight, there'd have been lots of casualties, at the least, assuming they might have won if they'd have been able to just mass overcome the Egyptians, because they far outnumbered the Egyptians. And yet they won without a shot fired, so to speak. Not a single blade, you know, was crossed. God led them through the Red Sea, and he parted the waters, and they walked through on dry ground, and their enemies washed up on the beach. They watched this happen. Now, keep in mind, it's about 2.5 million people. They have all their possessions. They have their kids. They have their water. They got to carry water because they're going in the desert and food. And they know they're following God. Okay. Now, 3 days later, they're about out of water. Probably you can only carry so much water because it's heavy. And I'm sure the kids were hollering, you know, "Mom, I'm thirsty." And mama's saying, "Well, you see that cloud? That's God. We're following God, and he takes care of us. We're almost out of water. Take a little sip." You know, I can't imagine how these kids might have been complaining. "Well, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty." You know, we would go 20 minutes to my wife's mom and dad's house, Pawgie and Nanny's house. And when we would get in the car to go up there, my wife would always stick a little water bottle in the front seat because invariably one of our three boys would say, "I'm thirsty, hand me the water." And so she would hand back the water bottle. Well, one time we got in the car to drive 20 minutes in this air-conditioned car to Nanny's house, and my middle son hollered, "Hand me the water." And my wife had forgotten to get the water bottle. And he goes, "What? Can we turn back? I have to go 20 minutes without water in this air-conditioned car?" Can you imagine how these kids were in the desert and they're about out of water and they're following God? I imagine they were all complaining. Okay, so 3 days later, God led them. Where did he lead them? To the springs of Marah, the oasis of Marah. Great. Problem solved, right? Not exactly. Marah means bitter. The water there was bitter. You couldn't drink the water. It was rancid. So what happened? They complained. And Moses prayed. And then the end of the story is always good, you know, in the Bible. Maybe not always good, but God came through and he showed Moses a tree, and Moses threw the tree in the water, and it turned the bitter water sweet, and 2.5 million people got a drink and refill their water bottles. Now, interesting ending, and God sees us through, but the bigger picture, I think, is God led them to a place where there was no water. He led them to a place where there's no way out but God. Now, think about that. They don't have enough water to even make it back to where they came from. The kids are complaining. The animals are thirsty. It's hot. They're in the desert. And God leads them to an oasis. Now, do you think God said, "Oh, shoot, wrong oasis. Well, let me fix that problem"? No. God didn't make mistakes like that. He knows what he's doing. He planned. He did it to see if they would trust him or blame him. And we see both in that story. Some trusted and many blamed. Are you trusting God in your difficulty right now? Or are you blaming God or questioning your judgment? You know, they knew they were following God, and he led them right to a place where there was a crisis. I think God's in the business of doing that. I think he's leading men and leading women and leading families, leading couples, leading churches, leading cities to a place where there's no way out but God, to see if we'll blame him or trust him. So, which are you doing? You're in a crisis. Are you going to blame him now? Or are you going to trust him? And don't just pray when things are bad, pray when things are good too. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to rest assured that whatever difficulty or obstacle you currently face, it's not insurmountable. God promised to see you through whatever you face. You might pray like this: "Lord, lead me through this hard time and on to the oasis that will refresh me and strengthen me to be able to continue my journey. Turn my water from bitter to sweet with your presence. I rely on you and you alone, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen." And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.